It's really good to be with you here together today and celebrate this wonderful, beautiful, amazing liturgical season of Lent. One of the things I like to do when I celebrate Lent, especially with school students, is to see if you guys are giving anything up for Lent or what you're doing for Lent, because sometimes you guys think of creative stuff and it inspires me. So does anybody want to share what they're going to do for Lent? Oh, everybody looks around like, oh, is anybody going to make a Lent sacrifice this year? Yeah, okay, well, hopefully. All right, well, how many of you guys are going to give up something like in the food category, like sweets or chocolate or ice cream or pizza or something like that? All right. How many of you guys are going to give up some sort of drink, some sort of sugary drink? Maybe you're going to give up Coke or Gatorade or Icy's or something like that? All right, cool. How many of you guys are going to add something to your day as far as prayer goes? How many of you are going to, like, commit to praying a daily rosary? Or who's going to say, I'm going to spend extra time in the morning before the Lord, maybe read some scripture? All right, that's pretty good. How many of you guys are going to do something along the almsgiving one, about I'm going to do something extra for the poor, I'm going to set a little extra money aside, I'm going to volunteer one day a month during Lent to go help somebody do something, maybe some of you? All right, well, that's good. Those are good things to do. The reason I share that is because Jesus tells us in the gospel today he's got a plan for us. He says, look, what I want you to do is I want you to grow in holiness. And that's why we give something up for Lent. See, that's why we do what we do, so that we can grow in holiness. And Jesus tells us, he said, there's three things that you are to do. He said, look, first thing you need to do is you need to pray. You need to pray. And he says, when you pray, you don't be like what? Don't be like the hypocrites who stand up there and say, look how holy I am. I am such a holy man. Right? Oh, he said, don't do that. So Jesus says. And then he says, we need to give alms, which means what? We need to help the poor. And he says, when you're helping the poor, don't do it so that the whole world knows that you're sharing with the poor. Right? Because that's not how he wants us to go. And then the other thing he wants us to do is he wants us to pray. He wants us to fast. And he says, when we fast, we are not to look gloomy like the hypocrites look, right? So what I thought I would do today is I've got a package here of some things that maybe you can give up. Maybe you can think about. Look, during Lent, I might do this. I might sacrifice from this so that I can draw closer to the Lord. See, Lent season's not just something that we do so that people can look at us and say, ooh, look how holy they are. They got ashes on their forehead. They must be really holy. Right? But it's something that we are doing so that we can grow closer to the Lord. So hopefully our Lenten sacrifice, our Lenten season, is something that we can do to grow closer to the Lord. One thing that we could do is, what's this? It's Bible. It's scriptures. Maybe one thing we can do during Lent is we can spend some time praying. Maybe you can find your favorite book in the Bible. And maybe for Lent you can commit, I'm going to read this. I'm going to pray this. There's also something else I keep in my Bible. What's this? A rosary. Maybe you can pray the rosary. Maybe if you're not really good at praying the rosary, maybe you can commit to it once a week. Maybe you can say, all right, I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. Because if we pray, if we set our hearts to the Lord, and we say, here I am, we're going to grow in holiness. Right? We're going to grow in love. Here, let's see. How about you want to pick something out of the bag? You want to volunteer? How about another thing? Yes. Why don't you reach in there, pick something out. What's something else we can do for Lent? No? What's that? What's that?
A bag of M&M's.
Maybe you can give this up for Lent. Who's going to give up chocolate? Raise your hand again. All right, so when you give up chocolate, is this how God wants you to look? Here, why don't you hold this for a second? Why don't you hold that? Now, is this how God wants you to look? Does he want you to say, all right, you're really sad because you're giving up chocolate for Lent? Let's see. Does he want us to look like this? Does God want us to say, look, okay, ask me if I want some M&M's.
You want some M&M's?
No, I gave up chocolate for Lent, and I really like chocolate. Is that how he wants us to sacrifice? No, because this is not productive. If we say, look, I'm so sad, then we're not turning our hearts to God, and we're putting the focus on ourselves. We're saying, look how sad I am because I gave up chocolate for Lent. So if you're going to give up chocolate for Lent, if you're going to give up an adult beverage, or if you're going to give up some sugary drink, don't be like the hypocrites. Be excited. Be joyful. If somebody asks you, hey, you want some chocolate, and you gave up chocolate for Lent, this is how you can do it. No, I'm good. I'm cool. That's how we are to sacrifice. So the God who knows inside our hearts that we're giving something up, he rewards that, and he helps us. He helps us in our journey. Any other items? Somebody else want to pick something out of the bag? Another suggestion of what we can give up? Anybody else want to volunteer? You want to? Yes, sir. Come on, see if you can grab something in a bag. Pick something out of there. What's another suggestion of something we can do for Lent that we can grow closer to the Lord?
Stay
away from this sugary stuff, right? And once again, if somebody gives you this, don't look like Puss in Boots from Shrek, right? Say, no thanks, I'm good. Anybody else want to pick something out of the bag? What else do we have we can give up? Yes, ma'am. Some suggestions, some possibilities. What is that? Oh, it's a cell phone. This is an old school cell phone, like 2007 cell phone. I don't know, some of you might have a cell phone like this, but how are some ways that you can sacrifice? Maybe you can put this down at the dinner table and talk to your family. Maybe. Maybe you can say, I'm not going to text as much during Lent. If somebody texts me, I might do this. Maybe you can do that. Maybe you can actually talk to somebody with a cell phone. Maybe you can fast from some of the social media. Maybe you get all your Facebook messages. I don't know. Do y'all even use Facebook anymore?
No.
Or Instagram or your social media, your Vine, whatever you have. Maybe you can turn off the notifications. Maybe you can turn those off. Maybe you can do something along this, because if you are so attached to material stuff, you don't have as much time listening to God in your life. Very cool. Any other? We got one more thing in there. We had something else. Maybe one more. One more person want to help? Get one more item in the bag? All right, you guys are pretty shy. Yes, ma'am. How about over here? What's that? What's that? A remote control to the TV. Maybe you're focused on electronics. Maybe you watch too much TV. Okay, so maybe what you can do is give up. Maybe you can give up half an hour of TV a day. And the other thing that's important during Lent is that maybe we should try to do something where we can track our progress, where we can maybe take a pen to paper and say, this is how I'm going to keep track of my Lenten sacrifices. Another cool thing that you can do, and we did this as a family when I was in high school, my brother and I, and I'm sorry to admit it, we did not have the best vocabulary. Okay, so sometimes we said words we shouldn't have said. So as a family, what we did is we gave up cursing for Lent. So we had a jar in the kitchen, and any time we said a bad word, we would fine each other. And we said, I heard you say that. You owe a quarter in the jar. Our family at the end of Lent donated $100 to charity because of our potty mouth. All right, but we got better at it. We got better at not cursing because we were keeping each other accountable. So maybe you can do something like that. One of the things I'm going to do for Lent is I'm not going to watch YouTube videos. I get sucked down the rabbit holes in YouTube, you know, where you start watching what's on, you know, what's a famous video, and then how, what's it linked to, and I just lose so much time. So what I'm going to do to hold myself accountable is every time I watch a YouTube video during Lent, I'm going to give $5 to charity. Okay? So maybe you can do something like that. The reason that we give things up for Lent is because we are trying to grow in holiness. This is not just a time where we mark it on the calendar and we say, look, I'm Catholic, I'm giving this up for Lent because that's what we do. We need to make sure that this Lent is something that helps us in holiness, that we grow in love with our God. In the opening prayer today, I don't know how many of you caught this, but the reason that we fast, the reason that we sacrifice is so that we can say no to evil. And what was the prayer? Did anybody pick up on that beautiful wording in the prayer? That during this Lenten season, we are attaining what? Weapons of self-restraint. What in the world does that mean? That means that if somebody offers me some Coke and I gave it up for Lent, if I can learn how to say no to Coke, then I can learn to say no to what? To sin. If I have the weapon of self-restraint where I can start saying no to Coke or YouTube or our social media accounts or cursing or whatever it is that you're going to give up, if you can learn to say no to that kind of stuff, then you can learn to say no to sin. So when somebody asks you, what are you giving up for Lent, I would hope that it is something that helps you grow in holiness. And if somebody asks you, why are you giving up something for Lent, I hope you say this. Well, you see, I'm giving this up for Lent so that I practice saying no to material things so that it will help me say no to sin. I hope that you spend some time praying and reflecting on what your Lenten sacrifice is and how that's going to help you grow in holiness, because our God wants us all to grow in holiness, and He wants us to do something during this Lenten season that is going to help us grow. And if we can say no to the things we're giving up for Lent, then we can learn how to say no to sin. During this Lenten season, I pray that your time may be blessed. I pray that you may draw closer to the Lord. I pray that you may be filled with His Holy Spirit, so that whatever you say, whatever you do, may glorify God. May the Lord continue to bless us, and may He give us a fruitful Lent, so that we may turn our hearts to Him, so that we can learn to say no to sin and say yes to the love of God.